You are listening to Metro.
Is there anything worse than staying up late for a game and they end up losing? Really, trying to put things together right now. Hi, my name is Metro. Thank you for being here. MetroRadioShow.com. If you are listening on iTunes right now, you can check out the rest. There's more cool stuff. Really, I mean, I get up early in the morning, and when you stay up that late and they lose, at least if they win, you can go, yeah, you know, I stayed up, I got to see it. But when you stay up to watch the beginning of the Mike Kafka era, that's bad news. Thank you so much for being here. We're getting ready to talk to Mikey D. Mikey D is the star of Discovery's new show, Carfellas. That's on Tuesday nights at 10 and 10:30. Ooh. Mikey runs a used car lot called Broadway Motors. I guess he did some time, too. I've never done any time, although I did get arrested once for underage drinking at a high school dance. That's about as far as my criminal record stretches. So I figured why not talk to Mikey D today, find out a little bit about the used car business and his time behind bars. So with that, we say good morning to Mikey D.
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What are you up to this morning?
I'm just hanging out, getting ready to go to work.
Yeah. So that work is Broadway Motors, and where is that exactly?
Amityville, New York, which is Long Island.
All right. Strong Island representing, right?
Strong Island. That's right.
That's right. What is D short for? I imagine it ends in a vowel, but what is it?
DeLucia. DeLucia.
I was wondering if you could help me out. By the way, Carfellas is on Discovery Channel. That's on Tuesday nights at 10 and 10:30. My last name ends in a vowel, too, but I'm like the worst Italian of all time, and I'm trying to figure out how to become more Italian. Maybe you could give me some advice on that.
I could definitely help you there. Why do you think you're the worst?
As the comedian Mike Birbiglia says, I'm kind of like Olive Garden Italian. Like, I don't look Italian. I don't do any of these traditional Italian things. I don't sound Italian, I don't think. I've always kind of had some kind of identity crisis with being Italian because I was Italian growing up, and I went through a time where I thought being Irish was cool, and I would buy the T-shirts at the kiosk in the mall, and here I am now, and Italian's all of a sudden like a really cool thing to be. You got Jersey Shore, you got Carfellas, you got all this stuff, and I don't know the first thing about being Italian.
First of all, you should always represent. When I was growing up, my father always said there's two kinds of people in the world. There are Italians and people who want to be Italian.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, so I am Italian. Give me, like, step one, how I represent.
Step one is go back to the mall or to a local flea market and buy one of those little Italian reflectors that you see on the back of a lot of people's cars.
With the flag.
It's just got the, green, white, and red.
Okay.
And put that on your car. That would be step one.
Okay. Should I wear more wife beaters? Is that step two?
Yeah, that would help. It never hurts. Wife beaters are good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe some gold. I should get some kind of gold necklace.
Gold, and how about a pair of decks? You know what decks are?
I don't. Help me out.
Those are those white sneaker shoes with no laces.
Okay. So
no, those are good too.
Pair of decks, a wife beater, get some gold. Isn't it like a little rabbit's foot or something? What's the charm you wear on the gold chain?
No, that's a horn.
Horn. Okay. And what's the horn mean?
It's good luck. It's supposed to ward off some evil spirits.
Okay. Cool. I'm going to get my Italian on as soon as this thing's done.
Yeah, I think you should.
Mikey D, the show is called Carfellas. It's on Discovery Channel on Tuesday nights at 10 and 10:30. And this kind of follows you as you sell some used cars, right?
Yeah, it's me and two good friends of mine who we're now in business together, and we have a used car lot, and we're buying and selling used cars. And we got a passion for classic cars and muscle cars, so you see a lot of that, too.
I have a 2001 Chevy Blazer. What can I get for that?
What's the mileage?
A lot.
A lot, yeah, all right. You know what? Keep it.
All right, well, I need more money to buy some gold and some wife beaters, so I'm trying to get some pocket change going here, Mikey.
Yeah, today gold's still high. You're better off with the Blazer.
So why do they make such a big deal about you being a reformed convict on this show? Like, what does that have to do with anything? Is that...
Well, you know what? Statistics will show you that most guys that get in trouble like I did end up back in trouble. And I'm beating that. You know what I mean? I'm out here. I'm working hard and trying to make a living. And, you know, I still have my old world ways of thinking. And I think that we apply that to everyday business, and that's what makes us different than everybody else.
Do you mind saying what it was that you spent some time away for?
Yeah, it was racketeering.
Okay.
You know, which is a combination of a lot of things. You know, being associated with, I was accused of being associated with organized crime and that type of thing.
That's where the fellas part comes in.
I guess that's where it comes in, yes.
Okay. But everything's cool now. How long have you been out?
Oh, I'm out now 4 or 5 years almost.
Oh, good for you. And business is booming right now at Broadway Motors?
Business is very good. Yeah, we sell affordable cars, you know, between $3,000 and $6,000.
Cool. And has it picked up since the show has started?
Yeah. You know what? We're getting a lot of foot traffic, a lot of great fans, man. It's amazing to me because I'm certainly not a celebrity. I sell cars. And you get people want pictures, autographs. It's crazy.
That's awesome. But see, I mean, this whole thing works out for you because it's a weekly commercial for Broadway Motors.
It certainly is.
Absolutely. Right. Well, Mikey D, I wish you the best of luck, man. And next time I see you, hopefully I'll have my wife beater and my gold chain in tow. And
if you're in Long Island, stop by and say hello. Okay?
We can do this and do this upright, right?
You got it, pal.
So if I'm going to get my Italian on, what's the right way to say goodbye to my Italian friend?
Ciao.
Ciao. All right, brother. You be good, okay?
All right, pal. Take care.
Later on.
You are listening to Metro.